Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. In a few short weeks, I will be reading Sports Illustrated for Kids. The show will be airing live beginning the week of March 14th. But for now, next half hour, sit back and enjoy reading from the January-February 2011 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And our first article is from page 11, Warm Up. Scheduling conflict. Is the NFL's plan to expand the regular season to 18 games a smart move? The more the merrier. An 18-game regular season is hardly a big change. Right now, the NFL season is 20 games long before the playoffs. Every summer, teams play four exhibition games. Most players don't care if they win or lose those games, and the stars spend most of the game on the sideline. But fans still have to pay full price for tickets, parking, hot dogs, soda, you name it. If the NFL ditched two of the preseason games and replaced them with regular season games that actually mean something, fans would get a lot more for their buck. And with all the money the NFL makes from the fans, isn't it about time the league did something nice for them? The main argument against the 18-game season is the belief that more games mean more injuries, but that's not necessarily the case. In the past few years, we've seen the NFL crack down on biggest hits and most violent plays in the game. You can't hit a quarterback high or low. You can't hit a defenseless receiver. And in many cases, you can't make a helmet-first hit. With the new rules in place, dangerous plays will go away and fewer injuries will occur. Plus, a second bye week would likely be added, giving players extra time to recover. NFL football is great. More football would be even better. An 18-game season is an idea whose time has come. For the NFL, more or less. You're probably thinking, two more games of football? Awesome! But keep in mind that too much of a good thing can have negative effects. With more games, we're bound to see more players getting hurt. That will lead to stars having shorter careers because of multiple injuries. Then, with more backups on the field, the quality of play will worsen. Have you ever seen an NFL team try to run its offense with a third-string quarterback under center? It's like everyone has a blindfold on. The injuries aren't the only thing that worry me. Even if a guy is lucky enough to avoid missing games, he will still get banged up during those additional regular season games. That means during the playoffs, when football fans want to see the best at their best, star players will be playing at less than 100%. Tom Brady is a lot more fun to watch at full strength than when he is hobbling around with a knee brace. Players make the game exciting, not the owners, and most players are against an 18-game season. That should be all you need to know. All right, now let's go to what's happening this month. Hall of Game Awards, page 12.